call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
A monthly gauge of the nation's job market finds it booming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes breaks it down.
The Wednesday report released by the private payroll firm ADP shows the economy added 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, and that's more than 20% above what analysts were predicting. It's also the biggest one-month gain since February in the ADP survey. That's when private sector employers created 241,000 jobs. The government's full employment report is due out on Friday.
According to a new YouGov survey, 41% of Americans believe the press treats President Trump unfairly, while 32% believe it treats him fairly. The survey found that 14% of respondents said the media treated President Trump very fair, and 18% said more fair than unfair. On the other hand, 15% said Trump was treated more unfair than fair by the media, and 26% said the media has treated President Trump very unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Shortly after the shooting at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd and one of the victim's fathers urged lawmakers in Florida to pass the Coach Aaron Feist Guardian Program. What the program does is train retired law enforcement, people home from the military, veterans, or anyone who's interested in protecting students. Some of the first members of the Guardian Program are trained, and Judd joined Fox News to talk about the program and just exactly what everyone went through.
144 hours of training. Do you know only 13% of the people that applied made it through the program? That's how tough it really is. And we're going to make these schools even safer. And this is only the last best chance to protect our children in the event the active shooter makes it through all our other layers of security.
Judd then explains what the armed citizens will be doing.
What they will be doing is wearing a uniform. They'll be armed with a firearm, and their job is to interact with the children during school. If they see something, hear something, they say something. Their job is to make sure that the school is secure and to be there. If the horrible, evil event occurs where an active shooter shows up on the campus with a firearm to hurt our children, they are to run to them and shoot them graveyard dead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
17 wildfires continue to rage in the state of California. The largest in Northern California has now burned over 112,000 acres.
The Carr Fire, first named for the road that it started on, has destroyed more than 800 homes and is now the seventh most destructive fire in California history. It's 30% contained. More than 3,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, coming in from 16 different states across the country.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Two U.S. Senate Democrats are pushing a measure to require the census to ask Americans about their sexual orientation and gender identity. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Tom Carper of Delaware introducing what they call the Census Equality Act. The two senators say the information would help the federal government provide better services to the LGBTQ community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump pushing voter ID as he spoke at a rally in Tampa, Florida late yesterday. He said ID is already required to make many purchases.
The only time you don't need it in many cases is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
The president emphasizing only American citizens should vote in U.S. elections, accusing some Democrats of wanting to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. A Turkish court denying an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson making the appeal earlier this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. Brunson has been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, charges he denies. And New York City's new policy not to prosecute cases of marijuana possession will be going into effect today in the Big Apple. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announcing yesterday his office will no longer prosecute any such cases unless pot is being sold in large quantity or if there's a threat to public safety. He says the new policy will reduce marijuana prosecutions in Manhattan by 96%, from about 5,000 to less than 200 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es
News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
17 wildfires continue to rage in the state of California. The largest in Northern California has now burned over 112,000 acres.
The Carr Fire, first named for the road that it started on, has destroyed more than 800 homes and is now the seventh most destructive fire in California history. It's 30% contained. More than 3,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, coming in from 16 different states across the country.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Two U.S. Senate Democrats are pushing a measure to require the census to ask Americans about their sexual orientation and gender identity. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Tom Carper of Delaware introducing what they call the Census Equality Act. The two senators say the information would help the federal government provide better services to the LGBTQ community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump pushing voter ID as he spoke at a rally in Tampa, Florida late yesterday. He said ID's already required to make many purchases.
The only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
The president emphasizing only American citizens should vote in U.S. elections, accusing some Democrats of wanting to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. A Turkish court denying an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson making the appeal earlier this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. Brunson has been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, charges he denies. And New York City's new policy not to prosecute cases of marijuana possession will be going into effect today in the Big Apple. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announcing yesterday his office will no longer prosecute any such cases unless pot is being sold in large quantity or if there's a threat to public safety. He says the new policy will reduce marijuana prosecutions in Manhattan by 96%, from about 5,000 to less than 200 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
could be experiencing some precipitation. 80% chance of rain at this moment. Today is the first day of August. What happened to July? Rain showers this morning with numerous thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. These storms may be severe, high near 85, wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Thunderstorms likely this evening, then a chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight, low 73, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thunderstorms isolated in the morning tomorrow, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon, with thunderstorms likely high around 85, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 90%. Those thunderstorms will continue Thursday night into Friday with a high of 83. Scattered thunderstorms on Saturday the 4th, partly cloudy skies late and a high of 85. And Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 89. Monday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 90. Winds light and variable. Seems like the same weather every day. 76 in Raritan, 74 in Kingwood, 73 in Frenchtown, 73 at the county complex, 73 in the town of Clinton, 72 in Tewksbury, and 75 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's on Jimmer Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial, and it's my job to get you about on the day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's the Tubes. She's a beauty. One of the band members has a birthday today. Hey, folks. Welcome to Wednesday, middle of the week. Sorry about the weather, but welcome to August. Not as bad as August usually is, which is that really heat, oppressive humid. So we got a better temperature, but we just got a lot of water. So you need to bring the umbrella with you, because you just don't know when one of those thunderstorms is coming along. Time to check traffic to find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. I was just reading about the big project that's going to happen at the Lincoln Tunnel, the project from hell. Those of you who have to commute from Hunterdon County into New York via the Lincoln Tunnel, my goodness, I feel for you guys. You're going to have to plan an alternate route for quite some time. All right, here we go. Let's find out what we got. We got low-lying fog that came up 5:57 this morning, so that's something, you know, always drive with your low beams and drive obviously a little bit slower to make sure that you can see what you're doing. At 7 o'clock this morning, Reddington Road, 42nd Street, reports of a downed tree. Wires due to a motor vehicle accident in the area of 42nd Street in Reddington. Beaver Avenue and Old Highway 22, Clinton, reports of a disabled vehicle in the area of Old Highway 22. Came out at... road closed, Reddington Road in Reddington Township. Closed between Main Street and Hillcrest due to an earlier accident and that downed tree and wires. Planned an alternate route. 7:05 this morning. 78 eastbound exit 3, Phillipsburg. Some delay due to construction. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Register with HART to get your local county, state, and interstate roads. And plan your commute accordingly. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchiver Radio Traffic. What is on Hunter and Hunchiver.com radio schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have no Michelle Heide. I have to do the investment update again at 8:30. We'll get Michelle back, I believe, in another week. So, we'll chat with her when that happens. At 8:40, we get Diane Lane because we go on vacation from D&L Travel. Diane Lane talks all about cruises and trips and tours and destinations, and we'll talk with Diane all about that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Happy to Help with Nicole Smith is on from 10 to 11. Happy to Help is all about talking about volunteerism, the companies and the organizations that... that receive the volunteer help, the virtues of being a volunteer. It's a really fantastic show, and she lives, breathes, and walks the walk and talks the talk. She is a perennial volunteer, and so Nicole brings on people that demonstrate that level of passion. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on from 11 to 12. Kim Pramatic talks about raising kids in the 21st century. Technologically savvy, emotionally engaged, a different way of parenting, and a different way of reaching your kids. So Kim Pramatic helps us with all that. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamara Roll is on from noon to 1. She helps us with how all of our needs, emotional and mental, and even talks a little bit about physical, and talks about the symptoms, talks about the plight, talks about how to fix it, how to get the therapy, how to get the ideas. She is a counselor for 30-plus years in Flemington and would like to help you with that, so it's Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll. Max Living is on with Mark LaRose from 1 to 2, Max Living of Clinton, and they talk about how to change your life by changing your habits. So it's not just a gym. It's not just a fitness center. They are a mind meld, man. They're trying to help you change your life, to change your food habits, your intake, your nutrition, your physical fitness, and you will thank them later. So they give you all the ideas and the methods and processes to make sure that you can achieve that. Modern Design with Rich Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Rich is an interior designer with Maven Hill Design and wants to help you design in a frugal manner, but gives you all the latest trends and how to do it. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie talks with people who are up and coming in our midst. They're authors, they're public speakers, great folks who have some great talent. It's Talented People on from 3 to 4. 4 to 5 is... The Human Side, David White and Art Nevin talk about people who are trying to make a difference and some of the things that we just don't think about in terms of trying to solve problems and get past the issues. Human Side is on from 4 to 5, and we finish it all up with Destination Hockey, and that is all about the NHL, and David Lazar talks all about that. It has some great interviews. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingShimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps. Our LinkedIn subgroup or Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingShimmer.com. We will be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Would you be my girlfriend? It's in sync. Helping me with running life by time. Celebration. Would you be my month, week, and day off? August. Would you be my American Artist Appreciation Month, American Indian Heritage Month, American History Essay Contest, Argus, International Pirate Month, Black Business Month, Boomers Making a Difference Month, Bystander Awareness Month, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month, Child Support Awareness Month, Children's Vision and Learning Month, Get Ready for Kindergarten Month, Happiness Happens Month, Motorsports Awareness Month, National Breastfeeding Month, National Catfish Month, National Crayon Collection Month, National Goat Cheese Month, National Immunization Awareness Month, National Panini Month, National Read a Romance Novel Month, National Minority Donor Awareness Month, National Traffic Awareness Month. I don't know if August is a way to celebrate traffic. September is going to be traffic. For the week, it's International Clown Week, International Mathematicians Week, National Minority Donor Awareness Week, Simplify Your Life Week, World Breastfeeding Week, all happening this week. And for today, August 1st, it is
I know you hear your friends when they say you should. Cause if you were my girlfriend,
International Alberino Day, International Kennet Forward Day. It's Mead Day. Mead is an old wine from wine beer from medieval times. Served in medieval times, but it's from that era. National Minority Donor Awareness Day, Respect for Parents Day, Rounds Resounding Day, Spider-Man Day, U.S. Air Force Day, World Lung Cancer Day, World Wide Web Day, World Scout Scarf Day, Earth Overshoot Day, or Ecological Debt Day, and it's Girlfriends Day. Celebration observance for the month, week, and day. BrandyLocks.com. Vitamin C comes from the Hunter County Democrat. The RVCC Students Unveil Project at Local Festival. On July 25th, this community bulletin came out and says, Raritan Valley Community College engineering students helped the public gain a better understanding of fireflies during Duke Farm's recent Firefly Festival held on July 13th to 14th. The students, Anthony Sabaja of Bridgewater and Alec Mulder of Bridgewater and Alec Zarzor of Scotch Plains, had created firefly simulators out of bamboo sticks for the public to use during the annual festival in Hillsboro. Working as part of RVCC's authentic engineering experience, the three students' team had been engaged by Duke Farms Foundation to develop and deliver firefly simulators that were, quote, green and sustainable, using natural materials and no batteries. The RVCC team developed simulators for five firefly species, accounting for the variances in color, pattern, and timing of the lights of the actual species. The flashing of the firefly lights was simulated by LEDs powered by battery-free green energy, which was created by shaking the simulator to move a magnet through wire coils. The Firefly Project met with great success. Approximately 1,700 people attended each night of the two-night festival, and all ages tried out the simulators. Pleased with the RVC students' effort, Kate Riley, manager of education at Duke Farms, said the team's work was, quote, an educational highlight of the year and directly aligned to Duke Farms' mission statement to serve as a model of environmental stewardship and to inspire our visitors to become informed stewards of the land. Through team-based challenges, students participate in RVCC Professor Peter Stupak's authentic engineering experience and introduced for real-world problem solving. Students team in groups of 2 to 4 to make a real-world product for an actual customer in a one semester. Working with the customer, students design a prototype, made changes based on feedback, and deliver the product on deadline. The hands-on projects are funded by the RVCC Foundation, who I've had on the show numerous times to discuss how they achieve that. For additional information about RVCC's authentic engineering experience, contact Peter Stupak at Professor of Engineering and Physics. It's peter.stupak at raritanval.edu. Raritan Valley Community College, a main campus, is located at 118 Lamington Road in Branchburg, New Jersey. For further information, visit raritanval.edu. Fantastic stuff, folks. We're learning that these kids at RVCC are getting a grounded education to help solve a real-world problem, do it in a timely manner. And oh, by the way, did I mention these guys are millennials that we keep throwing under the bus? Well, there you have it. RVCC giving us practical education, giving these kids practical experiences, so that when they get to a real job, they are going to hit the ground running. Nothing better than that. Puts a smile on my face. Vitamin C for today. for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday for today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Jason Momoa, U.S. actor, model, writer, producer, known as Khal Drogo in HBO fantasy television series Game of Thrones, born in 1979. Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, born in 1924, royalty, king. Herman Melville, short stories, literature, and fiction. He was born in 1890. Born on in 1942, Jerry Garcia, Grateful Dead. U.S. politician Al D'Amato, born in 1937. Chuck D, born in 1960, U.S. musician. David Wayne, U.S. writer, born in 1986, Elena Vesina, born in 1986. English actor Jack O'Connell was born in 1990. In 1966, James St. James, born in 1966, U.S. celebrity. Jed S. Rakoff, U.S. judge, born in 1943. Jose Padilla, born in 1967, Brazilian director. U.S. diplomat Lawrence Eagleburger, born in 1930. U.S. clergyman Amir Shaheen, born in 1932. Michael Bednarik, born in 1954, U.S. politician. Robert James Waller, U.S. writer, was born in 1939. English novelist Rose McCauley, born in 1881. Sasha Jackson, born in 1988, British actor. South Korean Sun San, born in 1927. Was a clergy. U.S. businessman Sheldon Adelson, born in 1933. Professor of U.S. Astronomy, Maria Mitchell, born in 1880. English writer Dame Jose and Dame Rose McCauley, born in 1881. U.S. musician Susie Garden, born in 1960. First celebrity birthday. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration on the air, then email me at goodmorning@hernsburg.com. I'll get it on the show to celebrate. WHCRDB, Good Morning Hunter Show, and we'll be back with the investment updates in just a few minutes.
Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge issues a temporary restraining order blocking the release of downloadable files to create 3D printed guns. Those files were to go downloadable today. Yesterday, before the judge in Washington State issued his order, Senate Democrat Chris Van Hollen called for a permanent ban.
Evading metal detectors at airports, putting the entire flying public at risk. Number two, a complete end run around the criminal background system, which is already flawed. And number three, not allowing us to trace guns used in crime.
In a tweet yesterday, President Trump said being able to download plans to make guns doesn't make much sense.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Show Heidi is on vacay, and we'll talk with her in about a week and a half. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to do the next best thing and get my information from money.cnn.com. Dow was up yesterday, 108 points, 25,415. The NASDAQ up a little bit over a half percent, 41.78, and the S&P also about a half percent, up 13 points. The world markets, Japan was up over 0.75%. Hong Kong gave almost exactly the back in percentage. The London is down 1.15%, and Germany's down almost 0.75%. In big movers, we have KLA Tencor up 10%. Charter Communications up 3, Qualcomm up 3, Amgen up 3, Wynn Resorts up 3. IPG Photonics down 26, youch. Advanced Micro down 5. Insight down 2.9, Seagate down 2.5, Walgreens down 2.2. In the last 3 months, you made money in 6% around health services, technology services, electronic technology, finance, consumer durables, utilities. You made a little bit of cash, about 4 to 2%. Transportation was pretty much flat. Communications and consumer non-durables, a little bit of a drop. And energy minerals, you lost about 3.52% over a three-month period. What is making the news? Apple sold essentially the same number of phones last year, quarter as it did a year prior, but sales and profits soared as it made more money from higher-priced devices. Consequently, the tech company posted an $11.5 billion profit for the 3 months ending in June, up 32% from the same period a year ago. Apple's revenue increased 17% to $53.3 billion, a new record for its fiscal third quarter. The results highlight Apple's successful shift away from depending on selling more and more iPhones in order to grow its business. Apple stock rose more than 3% pre-market following the earnings report. It's now within striking distance of becoming the first company to top $1 trillion in market value. Another development to consider, Chinese Huawei was passed Apple to become the world's second largest smartphone seller, according to research firms IDC, Catalyst, and IHS Market. The Trump administration plans to raise pending tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods to 25% from 10%, a source familiar with discussions confirmed at CNN. The move is not finalized and could change, according to the source. Talks between the U.S. and Chinese officials have done little to ease trade tensions. The United States has already imposed 25% tariffs on Chinese goods worth $34 billion. China immediately responded with its own tariffs on U.S. goods worth $34 billion. A second round of U.S. tariffs on products worth $16 billion could take effect as soon as this week. Tesla is set to report earnings after the closing bell and may be the most closely watched earnings report in the company's history. The electric car maker just hit an important target for production of the Model 3, its cheapest car, but the company is trying to stop mounting losses and convince investors it can avoid further production line problems. On top of that, CEO Elon Musk keeps making headlines with bizarre tweets and outbursts against critics. Volkswagen reported record earnings for the first 6 months of the year, but warned about challenges ahead. Carmaker said growing protectionism and new European emissions tests pose risks. The company is also still feeling the impact of its diesel scandal. It said it took 1.6 billion euros or $1.9 billion charge in connection to the issue in the second quarter. European markets were mixed following a negative session in Asia. AMC Entertainment, Caesars Entertainment, Ferrari, Garmin, Humana, Molson Coors Brewing, Sprint will release earnings before the open. Allstate, Boingo Wireless, Churchill Downs, Fitbit, T-Mobile, TripAdvisor, U.S. Steel, Valvoline, and Wynn Resorts will follow after the close. Chipotle dropped 7% on Tuesday after customers reported getting sick in Ohio. Central Bank is not expected to raise interest rates, but investors will be watching the statement closely for the central bank's read on the economy and clues about interest rates. It previously signaled that it plans to move rate hikes, this two more rate hikes this year and three in 2019. The Institute for Supply Management will release its ISM index for July at 10 a.m. The Reserve Bank of India hiked a key interest rate to 6.5% from 6.25% as it worked to combat inflation and prevent money from flowing out of the country. Fed statement, Humana and Sprint and Tesla are all today. Bank of England meets, Berkshire Hathaway tomorrow, Yum Brands and Aetna happening all tomorrow, and the jobs report, Kraft Heinz and Toyota on Friday. Pre-market, we have the S&P is up slightly, NASDAQ's up about a third, and Dow is down just slightly. Big movers, Apple is up 4.69, Campbell Soup is up 4.3, Garmin's up 4. Raymond James Financial's up 3.9. Edison International up 2.8. Haynes Brands down 11.8. Akamai is down 5.66. Devon Energy is down 5.35. Gartner is down 2.98. And PG&E is down 2.51. Bonds, the 3-month Treasury is 1.94% yield. The 10-year Treasury has gone up 1/100th to just under 3%, and the 30-year Treasury is even at 3.11%. That is the investment update. We'll have another one for you tomorrow. Time for us to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, and we'll have Diane Lane on the phone to talk a little bit about vacation, which everybody could use. We'll be right back with more in just a little bit. Hang on, you'll listen to Good Morning Hunterdon. And we're on HuntingtonRadio.com, the voice of business.
Here I come, the king of clowns, as I hide behind this smile and paint the town, though I cry.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
We're talking to Diane Lane of D&L Travel about vacations. Good morning, Diane. How are you today?
Good morning. Everybody's fine. We're just getting a little wet up here in New Jersey. They had a phenomenal weekend for the Balloon Festival on Friday.
Yep.
So it was, I think they were shocked. It was really a great turnout. My daughter posted a video of someone who posted it from their air balloon, you know, and oh my God, mm-hmm. the crowd, what a difference every time it happened, you know. It was, something that anybody ever gets a chance to do, get an experience to go up in a hot air balloon.
And
we have that luxury every year of having that balloon festival in Reddington. Everybody should just do it. I know it gets expensive, but, you know, it's just something. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On the bucket list.
they get somewhere in the neighborhood of 150,000 people.
Every bit of that. It was crowded. The picture was unbelievable. But they had two beautiful good days, you know.
Yep.
And so today it's a rainy day. But anyway. I've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of interest has been very strong this year for people going to Italy. And they're starting to go to locations that nobody knows about, off the beaten path, like the Dolomites, Puglia, and Sicily. But you were saying you want to get down to Sicily, and there's a lot to see and do in Sicily because it's an agricultural and architectural center of the island, you know, because it's so old. There's so much Greek and Roman ruins to see. You don't need to go to Rome. Oh, my God. The whole island is available for you to take that.
Well, I mean, I'm not a big city guy, so maybe you can pique my interest by the landscape and the open areas. Now, you've been to Tuscany, right? That's where you go?
My family's in Tuscany, okay? So the Italian Riviera starts in that region, and everybody goes up and down from La Spezia, Viareggio, which is where they always have the carnival. Carrara is where they have the marbles of Mount Lisa, and then you keep going Portofino, Cinque Terre, and that heads you up into Genoa. Okay, so you know there's the little towns that are on the water. You have no access to them. You have to park the car, take shuttles. You know, there's 6 or 7 towns in the Cinque Terre area that are very unique and different. And you're talking about thousands of years of history.
Right.
Houses are built into the cliff.
And
everything is so fresh, and it's just a very unique situation. And then you leave that area, and you go to the mountains of marble.
Right.
And you go up there, and there's no railings on the road. The sheer cliffs, you see thousands of feet of steel traveling through the air that is cutting the marble rock.
Mm-hmm.
They have now a very historical little town of Petrasanta, which you can see the history of how Carrara was established. It sends marble all over the world, you know, and how they do it. And it's a very unique situation there, you know. And you just have to go and experience. You can go to do Rome, and you can go to do Venice and Florence, but to go to the little towns and outside of the main cities and really get into the different areas, you get to see what it's all about. You know, like into Bari or Brindisi via Rome, and you get into the Albabello tradition, you know, cone top Chiluli homes set off by a car to explore in a Baroque city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you're at the Adriatic beaches, which is the same beaches that there over used to be for Yugoslavia, now is Croatia, you know, and all that area. And then you have Puglia, where Justin Timberlake and Justin Biel were married. So you have that, the coast near Fassinato. You know, it's a local treasure. That's what an Italian would take for a summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Basilicata is a region in southern Italy where Francis Ford Coppola just opened Palazzo Margherita Hotel.
Wow.
Lovers for luxury. The center of the city is Matera.
Mm-hmm.
It's all medieval buildings. They have the Sassi Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Where people have lived there since millennium, okay?
Right.
It's a location where they filmed The Passion of Christ. And it's also Italy's European capital of culture. So now the international and the tourism is going to come to that area. And that's why I think Francis Ford Coppola opened up that resort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Puglia and Basilica are also adventurous-minded travel people. Immersion seekers want to get involved in the area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out on a boat with a local fisherman. You get meat from what you catch and bring it to the restaurant. They'll cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other island that my family in Italy love to go to is Sardinia. And there is so much to see there. And there's not that many people there. It's like everybody goes to Capri, but they don't go to Sardinia.
Yeah.
You know, and the Dolomite Mountain region, great for hiking, rafting, self-adventure, zip lining, skiers, pack the season. You have vineyards. You got medieval times, like towns of Umbria. You actually get to see what Tuscany is about, like 30 years ago. And these are the areas that the tourists do not go to.
Mm.
Everybody does. Rome, Venice, Florence, you know, Capri. Sicily is like a little bit out of the way. You fly into Palermo. Palermo is really a citified city. It's not like Naples. It's not that built up, but it's powerfully busy, crazy. You got to leave the town. You go to the Aeolian Islands, which is Lipari, and there's 3 islands that are active volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
And besides Etna.
Oh, really? I was thinking of Etna, but no, it's more. Wow.
Yeah, Aetna's active, and they're definitely watching Vesuvius. Because of everything that's been going on around, because of what's happening with the Ring of Fire, they are getting the activities, and it's there. And you have to also remember, when you do Mount Aetna, it's the temperature's in the freezing. So when you leave to go on the tour, you're going to be cold when you get up there, because you're down below and you're climbing. So no, the other thing is to watch is altitude sickness.
That's the same thing in